The topic for today is the nature of the halach of Shai Mikra Mechatargum. The Gemara tells us in Seches Brachos that there's this mitzvah of Shai Mikra. Amar Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Ami, La'olam Yashlim Adav Par Shiyosav Yimat Tzibur. Interesting formulation. La'olam, it's not clear if it's actual chiyuv, although the halacha we assume it is a chiyuv. La'olam Yashlim Par Shiyosav Yimat Tzibur, also interesting formulation. What does it mean to do it Yimat Tzibur? There's actually some Rishonim who speak about people getting together to do it, like before planning, they would sit for like an hour and they would go over the parsha. In any case, the olam yashlim on the parsha is a mitzibur. This shtay mikra mechatargum. Feel atres v'divan shakalam yashlim parshios a mitzibur marichin lo yamav ushnozav. Which is also interesting that Tafki here Chazal bothered to tell us that it gives you arichus yamim. So I want to analyze the nature of this halacha of Yigmashli Parashios of Tzibur, Shtai Mikra Mechatargum. What's the significance of it? So you tell me, why do we have this mitzvah, Shtai Mikra?
Because we want to define, we're not defining the mitzvah, we're just saying whatever it is, what's the chashivas of it?
Well, to define it, and we'll hopefully discuss soon in terms of what you have to actually do. But simply, you read the psukim, and then you read the targum. So what are you trying to accomplish? Why is there such a mitzvah?
Talmud Torah.
Talmud Torah is a wonderful thing. Maybe it's a thing in Talmud Torah. It was before Daf Yomi. So maybe they did, you know, in fact, the Gaon had a practice, even if it was a chiyuv, they had a practice every day doing one aliyah. It's much easier. It's manageable, you know, 15 minutes. You don't have to spend the... So every day, there are seven aliyahs. Maybe the king of Talmud Torah. What else might be a king in? Kriyas Torah, Mashal Parshios of Yimat Tzibur, Rabbi Zdin, and Kriyas Torah. Okay, so those are the two main stadim I want to analyze. We'll start with the Kriyas Torah.
So
there is a mitzvah of Kriyas Torah, Tekhanos Moshe, you know, some Kriyas are Bidaraisa, but subsequently Ezra, but maybe it's somehow connected to Kriyas Torah. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. You're Mashal Yimat Tzibur, which is a strange Lashon. The Tanya Rabati, what are the Rishonim? He writes like this. Source number two: V'ra'oi l'chol eda echad echam Yisrael la'asir peyishiyosef shnayim echa shnayim v'shalosh pa'amim. The lashon ra'oi is already interesting. It sounds like it's not absolute chiyuv, which I alluded to before. The halacha we don't assume that way, but it's the Tanya seems to assume that it's just a good thing. It's not a chiyuv. It's good that a person goes over the parasha twice or three times. If you don't prepare, don't forget, in the old days there was no balkara. You got an aliyah, and you're going to fumble, so you have to get it straight. He quotes a medrash that says that in general, you're supposed to prepare. You know, if you give a shir, you shouldn't just get up there off the cuff, you have to prepare. Kavad atzibur. Limdecha Torah derech eretz, she'im tia becha Torah lo tia. Ruchah gasa, don't be a balgaiva, you don't have to prepare. Lomar davar shalifin atzibur ad shetivshot oso vein chalavein atzva shtayim oshalash pami. You have to pray your shir two, three times. Maisa b'Rabbi Akiva shekaru chazim b'rabim likro b'torah v'lorot zelalu. So Akiva was asked to be a shlech tzibur, to lay in, and he didn't want. Amar lo talmid of Rabbeinu lokach lamatayinu ki orech emecha v'orech isn't there a Indian not to decline aliyah? So according to the Tanya, there's a concept of being master your parshiosav in order that if you are asked to read from the Torah, you'll be said. Now obviously if they understand what the point of targum is, because you're laying. But apparently, if you don't really understand what you're laying, it's going to be hard to lay in properly. So maybe you read twice the Mikra and once the Targum to get a deeper Havana. And then it'll be all set when you have to, if you're asked to read from the Torah. So it's clearly...
So he doesn't mention Targum. He just says Shtayim and Shlosh.
Right, but he's playing off the Gemara. I mean, the Hastir Prayeshes of Shtayim and Shlosh Apanim, it's I think clear that he's working with that for this mitzvah. If you look at the Tshuvas of the Balei Tosfos, there's a sefer printed, actually, by a professor from YU, Dr. Irving Agus. He taught in Revel for about 35-40 years. So he printed Tshuvos Abali Tosfos, and there's a siman of Tshuvos Chachmin Ravona. And there they write Aval mi shemash the perishesim mitzibur shnei mikra vechet targum avli sheshama kriyas haTorah mipi hakorim chayev lahashlim perishiosa veveisa kadesh yitin libo v'daita l'kriyas haTorah. Why do you have to be mashlim? Even though you heard the kriya, you have to be mashlim kadesh yitin libo v'daita l'kriyas haTorah. It sounds like the purpose of shnei mikra is to appreciate the Kriyas Torah, the mitzvah of Kriyas Torah, but you might not understand it, which is actually interesting because they had a matargim. Once upon a time, they had a matargim for the matargim in Shul that stopped, and except for the Taimanim, no communities have that. But apparently, it's not enough. Maybe you'll space out, and you want to. If you want to learn something, well, you have to learn it yourself. So the way the Chachmei Navona present it is that the purpose of Shnei Mikra is that you understand Kriyas Torah. And you pay attention to Kriyas Torah, and if you did it before, that's great. And if, even after, you know, there's an inyan to do it. It sounds like the Chatkali should be before the Kriya.
Let's say after Pisha Shabbat, even though he.
So you might think that if it's too late, if it's already too late, you didn't finish. Afal Pichin still finish it after. But it seems like the Chatkali should do it before you get to Shul, in order that you actually appreciate the Kriya. Just like I said before, the minhag of some of the Rishonim, it's even mentioned the Gaonim, to sit together before Kriyas Torah and to be Ma'aser Seder before Kriyas Torah. The Ravan also understood that it's a din in Kriyas Torah. He has a very famous Shita. Yeah?
I read the Tanya, the Rebbe's putting into the Kriyas Torah thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a key in Kriyas HaTorah. You have to be master Parshas Yosef, though we mentioned that he doesn't even say Targum. You know, it could be that make a point of it, but some Rishonim learn, you know, that there's no possible without Targum, so you read the Mikra three times. Some understand, really, it's a fundamentally a din of three times Mikra. It's just that Targum accounts for one of the Mikra. There's a little alumnus about this, but there's certainly different nuances. We'll summarize it at the end, but these are all within the world of Kriyas HaTorah, either to prepare for Kriyas HaTorah, to understand Kriyas HaTorah, and the Ravan says it's instead of Kriyas HaTorah. The Ravan has a famous Shita where he says that the mitzvah of Shai Mikra Vecha Targum is a mitzvah for people who live in a place without a shul. You live in a place without a shul, so you have to shai mikra to someone with starev to the tzibur. This is a limud zchus for many people who don't. I mean, again, the halacha we don't assume this way, but it is a limud zchus, and they rely on the ravan. It's like the guys who don't wear tzitzis and they rely on the balmor. And if you love tcheles, it's ma'akad alavim. So all the high school boys don't wear tzitzis; they're choshish for the balmor. Okay, so there are people who are somech on the ravan. We look at the ravan after the two dots. Od shai mikra of echa targum. Lama, halo yishma beisak neses v'yotzi dechovaso. Fafal pichen min hagenu mina gomor yafe the dilma li chavin daito beisak neses chal parsha. Sorry, let's start from the beginning. Olam yashli parshinosam v'tzibur. Shai mekav katargum. Nearly v'yachid hadar b'krach ma'iri. Talking about a yachid who lives in a city. She'em lo asar. There's no shul. It's just like by davening, you're supposed to daven at the same time that tzibur davens. So too, if you live in a place without a minyan, so you should daven shacharis at 8 o'clock, like the neighboring town, and do shai mikra at 8:45, like the neighboring town, when they do, you know, Kriyas HaTorah. Vikra, v'yachid shai mikra v'echad targum, shnayim shekorei v'ezek neses v'echad targum k'neged ha-metargim. This is actually interesting. He thinks that shai mikra, one is k'neged the ola, one is k'neged the balkai, which, and one is k'neged the metargim. The problem is that in the old days, l'chore, they didn't have a balkorei. So it's a little bit of a tzarachian. Maybe he's assuming that they had the sirsur, like the gabai. The guy, there's a nice lavush, and then we'll get back to it. The lavush says like the it's like a reenactment of Matan Torah, and the it's like Kodesh Baruch Hu and Moshe, and, you know. So maybe that's what he's saying. In any case, then he's like, oh, shai mikra v'echad targum lama who halu yishma v'beis knesses. What's the point? You're going to hear it in shul. And then he says it's still a minhag gamor v'yafid the nimalei chavin daitos. It's like in place. You're going to space out. You're going to stomachache. You leave shul. Go to the bathroom. So it's mashal. So all these rishonim understand that it's fundamentally a kiyum in Talmud in Kriyas Torah, either instead of Kriyas Torah, like this first day in the Ravan, or it's there to somehow enhance your experience of Kriyas Torah, like the Chachmei Navona. You'll understand it better. Or like the second day in the Ravan, it's there in case you miss part of Kriyas Torah because you left for a minute, or like the Tanya, in order that you'll actually be able to read, you'll be prepared. If you went over the Sedra a few times, you'll be able to read if you get an Aliyah. Like even till today, in Taimani Shuls, if you get an Aliyah, they expect you to read. It's like the Kabusha if you can't read. You know. Okay. was mentioned before that maybe it's a kiyam in Talmud Torah. So the Chinuch assumes this way. If you look at the Chinuch, he says, "V'achas v'na mitzvos yeikri yisod." One of the mitzvos is very central. Shakula nisharas olav. So central, it's like the foundation of all mitzvos. And what is that? Talmud Torah. If you learn the Torah, you'll be able to fill the mitzvahs. We have a key of Kriyas Torah, Talmud Torah, Derabah. We want to show the importance of Torah. Presently, says the Chinuch, is to finish it in 1 year, as opposed to the Minhag of Yisrael, the ancient Minhag of 3 years. This is the important point. The Chacham said, just like you lay in to show the importance of Talmud Torah, so too you learn Torah. Understand better. If you hear a shir, it's one thing. If you prepare the shir, you understand better, so you learn on your own. You can't fit fences, you know. I mean, you probably can, but it's harder to space out when you're in the middle of learning on your own than when you're listening to the Shir. Okay, so it's a key of Talmud Torah. The Lavosh speaks about the importance of being Baki B'Torah. If you look at source number 6, Kadesh Yeh Baki B'Torah. It's not just to learn Torah every day, because you kind of could have understood it as like a Limud Yomi type of thing, or Limud Shvui, to learn Torah. The Lavosh says it's not just to learn, to also understand, to know Torah. If you look at the Kiryas Sefer, the Meiri wrote a Sefer called Kiryas Sefer. If you look at number 7, Inyan Hashlama Zu Pirshua Shisadrim B'Derech Kriya B'Tzibur Ashiyashim Kol Torah Mishan L'Shana Mishan L'Shachar Chag Shemashlimim Sefer Breishis Sof Achag Shemashlimim Zesa Bracha. So every year you should learn the whole Torah. He thinks it's a very ancient minhag to finish the whole Torah every year. It's not just from a Takanas Chazal. Half is by a Nevi'im. From the time of the Nevi'im, Shari Shanu Megillah, when they prep in a year. Ezra Tikin Leisra, Shi Ukarin Kolos, Shevetos Kohanim, Rotzalomar, Shevetos Bichokosai, Kodem Atzeret. Right, we just did this. We had Bichokosai last week. Vishamishna Torah. Rasalomar Parshas Kisava Kodem Rosh Hashanah K'deisha Tikla Hashanah K'loseya Af Atzeres Shafar Atzeres Rosh Hashanah Hu K'nissan Batzeres Al Peiros Ha'ilam L'mad Hash'af Is Man Nevi'im Ha'i Mashlim Kol Torah V'kol Shana Mashanah. So again, I'm not really sure how the Miri fits this with the Gemara in Megillah that seems to assume they finished every 3 years, but you think there's a Min HaKadum to finish the Torah every year. You couldn't learn these dinim of reading the Klalos, the Mishnah Torah, as a separate Kriya. They would finish every 3 years, and they had a separate Kriya, just like we have a Parsha Chodesh, we have a Parsha Zohar, they had a Parsha before Shavuos, a Parsha before Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't assume that way. He assumes that there's an need to read the whole Torah every year, and he writes that the mitzvah of being mashlim, the Parshios, is part of this mitzvah of learning Torah every year. The whole Torah should be learned every year. So not just to learn Torah, not just to be a baki in Torah, but to learn Torah every year, to finish Torah every year.
Would be instituted as a separate parsha of Chodesh. Sounds like, but yeah, we have to read the Klal somewhere, so let's do it at the end of the year and
uh-huh.
Get it
over. Okay, it could be. It doesn't have to be. Okay, it could be. Yeah. Here's it. Pardon? Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not sure exactly how he fits in. In any case, we have a two tzadim here: Kiyum's Kriyas Torah, Kiyum of Talmud Torah. Now, I already alluded to the fact that Kriyas Torah be a Kiyum of Talmud Torah Rabbim. So it's not so clear how different these tzadim are, but certainly they're different. You know, gedarim. So it could be that Kriyas Torah is a Kiyum of Talmud Torah, but certainly it's a different geder and it'll be nafka minas. There are, I think, one or two other tzadim which are less central than Rishonim. I just want to run through them briefly. The Rav Yah, look at source number 8, Shnayim Mikra lo diach hashivuso. Bechat Hargum lo diach perush. We do Shnayim Mikra to show the hashivas of Torah. Is that like the chinuch that's a din Talmud Torah, or maybe it's a little different? Maybe it's a it's trying to show the importance of Torah. By learning Torah every day, or once a week, we go through the Torah to show the chashivas of Torah that might enhance the shmiras and mitzvahs. Might be a kin of Talmud Torah per se. It might be more similar to, if you look at source number 9, the Sefer Abatim, in the mitzvah of Hakel, where Hakel also is a mitzvah to read the Torah, but we're not trying to learn Torah. We're trying to show how Torah is important. That's the purpose of Hakel. In the mitzvah of Hakel, the Sefer Abatim brings down the concept of Kriyas Torah and the concept of Shtayim Mikra, and he says that the purpose is to show that Torah is important, right? The Yadua who should create the Torah are a gadol lishmar mitzvaseh. By learning Torah, people are going to keep the mitzvahs. And likewise, he says, "V'zos hakavana v'push amu mitzvah she mitzvah adam she yastir parashiyosav kol shabbos v'shabbos." It sounds like it's not a function of learning Torah per se, but it's more a function of showing the importance of Torah so we'll keep the mitzvahs. So those are like two other studying, like either chashivas of Torah or chashivas for the purpose of shmiras hamitzvos. And then if you look at the menorahs ha'maor, there are two menorahs ha'maor. One was written by Yitzchak Avuhav, and there was another one written back at the same time by Yisrael al-Kalnoa, who wrote very similar work as a machlokas between the chokrim, if one took it from the other, or vice versa. But these are like Sifrei Musar, Kabbalah. So in the Sefer Menorahs ha'maor from Rav Yitzchak Avuhav, it says like this: Amar Funa, Amar Yehuda, Kolamashu Parshiyosim Mitzibur, Shemikra Katargu Mashlimi Lo Yivav Shnosav, Karsina Medishin Chuma, Amar Lo Kashbaruchu LiYisrael Banai, Hayu Korim Es Parsha Bizmana B'Kol Shana B'Shana, Vanimala Aleichem Kilo Amadetem Lefanai Parsina Yomakavlin Osa. It's like a Kabbalah Satorah, which again connects back to the Hakel, because the Rambam speaks about Kabbalah Satorah as not only a central event to show Chashivas Satorah, but it's almost like a Shichsur of Kabbalah Satorah. The Hakel is a mini Matan Torah. So the Menorah Satorah seems to say, by doing Shai Mikra, it's like as if you got the Torah Har Sinai, which is also, it touches on the Chashivas Satorah, the experience of accepting Torah. Again, these are subtle differences, and you know, you could argue that every experience of Talmud Torah links you back to the original Giloy at Har Sinai, because the Gemara says in Mesechus Brachos, Chafes, that a Baal Keri is also with Talmud Torah, because just like when we got the Torah was Be'emo vi Reses uvezia, so too when we learn Torah it's Be'emo Reses uvezia. Wow! Every time you learn Torah, it's like you're receiving the Torah. It's a very beautiful idea, right? No Sina Torah, Hashem Brachos, no Sina Torah. But at the end of the day, it's a different get. I mean, so I want to work with the two original stadim, is it a king of Talmud Torah, king of Kriyas Torah, even though, like I said, they're similar. And we'll leave these stadim, Chashiva Satara or Kabbalah Satara, to the side. Okay. Let's discuss Kavla Nafkaminas briefly. The first is the question of Shai Mikra on Yontif. You do Shai Mikra every Shabbos. What happens in Yontif? So that's a Shaila that the Shulchan Aruch asked. And what about special b'achdos? Parshas HaChodesh, Parshas Zohar, Parshas Parah. Do you do that or not? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, She'ela, source number 11. Hadamrina l'olam yash l'ashlim adam parshiyosim v'tzibur Shai Mikra v'katargum v'imechayev nami l'ashlim v'chol Yontov parshiyos shakarim shakos v'musav. You have to be mashlim on Yontif. So he asks both the question of Yontif and the question of the special parshas. The minhag is not to. He thinks it's not to. He's not sure why. Even the ikar mitzvah is to do it with the tzibur. And also, if you're didn't have a chance. Yashlim b'shmini atzeres. You can finish till shmini atzeres. Shabagomrim b'tzibur. That's when the tzibur finishes. Yachanira to the kava hayom shabagomrim b'tzibur chamisha chumshi Torah. Did you have a chance to catch up till Simchas Torah? Nashu the ikar chiyuv itzchiyu rabban lhashlim parshiyos b'tzibur. Haynu kedei shekol echem yitzov yikra la'atzmo kol haTorah mirosh v'tzov v'kol shana kama shosim b'tzibur. It's a kiyum of Talmud Torah. But what type of Talmud Torah? Of finishing the Torah every year. Chazal wanted everybody to finish the Torah every year. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yontif, What you have to read is it's Pesach. You're going to read Parshas Bo. You read Parshas Bo already. You don't need to. You know, you don't need to. Parshas Amor. You read it when you read Parshas Amor. Pardon? If it's a key in Kriyas Torah to prepare yourself for Kriyas Torah,
how do?
You have to read the Torah. You're going to get an Aliyah. You're not going to know how to read. Right? If it's to understand the Kriyas Torah, to appreciate it, if it's instead of the Kriyas Torah, you have to. Okay.
Right.
If it's a din in Talmud Torah, like they want, like a Yomi Limud, then Lachara what?
You don't have to.
Yomi Limud, yeah, there's a Torah Talmud Torah on vacation. If you have a Torah, you have Talmud Torah. What? Meaning, there are different ways of saying the Talmud Torah. Is it Talmud Torah in terms of Hashlamas, HaTorah, B'chol HaShem? That's what he's working with. I'm saying, if it's a din in like the importance of Torah, the way the Chinuch writes, that you should always be learning Torah, so they said every week, Limud Shvui. So then, I would think that even on Yom Tov, you would have to learn that Parsha, because they want you to be Osek, unless they say they're Moshe and Tikkun and let you start to learn other halachos. Okay. Another question that's related to this is the question of the Haftarah. If you look at the Ramah.
How do the other tzaddis learn that halacha that we don't have to do? Meaning, if it's all about Kriyas Torah, like you're totally
open. Maybe they would think you have to. Maybe they would think you have to. I mean, the Shema Sedeshah says you don't have to, but he was not even sure. He doesn't even have a clear right. Halacha, you don't. But I'm saying, I would think that you would. If you look at the Ramah, the Chen Yintarach Likros Haftarah. What of the Haftarah? So if it's about preparing for the Kriya, then what? Chorei should prepare. If it's about finishing the Torah every year, so the Haftarah is not part of the Torah. It's Navi. It's not necessary. There are a lot of permutations. Again, we have like a lot of sub-study. I'm just like working big adult. Another question, should you do the Tami HaMikra? So the Prima Gadim quotes that you don't need to say the Tami HaMikra, because the Shulchan Aruch says that the Malamed Tinokos is Yotzei through how he taught the kids. He was assuming the Malamed Tinokos didn't teach the kids with Tami HaMikra. It's funny, because in Sephardi countries, I just know this from my own kids, I had a son who was in a Gan, and had a Sephardi Malamed, so he taught the Tami HaMikra. First thing he taught them was Tami HaMikra. So, you know, I guess in Ashkenaz they didn't teach with Tami HaMikra. But if you look at the Olas Shabbos, he says, Kasav HaRadvaz Mishu Baki B'Tamim V'Nechudos about and mitzvah likros of a sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah to use a sefer Torah and to use it with the Tami and Mikra. Again, they're different days. So there are some according to say you don't need the Tami, some say you should have the Tami, some say it depends. If you're reading from a sefer Torah, then you should. But what are you tying now? If it's a kiyum in Kriyas Torah, to prepare yourself to read, then avada, you should have Tami and Mikra. If it's a din in Talmud Torah, so again, probably depends on how you look at Tami and Mikra. Maybe there's a kiyum of Talmud Torah and Tami and Mikra also. There is like lumdus of Tami and Mikra. Okay.
You use that sometimes,
like they're different, yeah. I mean, I once took a class in Azraeli many years ago. They used to have classes here in Eretz Yisrael. So they had some Baki come in, spoke with Tami, which was very interesting, very interesting. And he said he was actually close to, his name is escaping me, he was close to Rishon Lezaman. He once asked Rishon Lezaman a question on Tami Mikra. And Rishon Lezaman said, don't ask me a Tami Mikra. So he had the chutzpah to say, you know, how can it be like, Dol Yisrael, don't understand Tami Mikra, it's like part of our Masorah. So he said, also that I don't know. That's what Rishon Lezaman said, also that I don't know. But, and it's part of Torah. I mean, it's a chukas, you know, it's a misina or whatever. Anyway, so you might say even al Talmud Torah, there's a kiyum in Tami HaMikra, but maybe not. Okay. Fine.
Is it a kriya or is it just learning? And do you even have to say that loud, or do you have to?
Right, do you have to...
You just read it, scan it.
Well, scan it, there's a kiyum Talmud Torah, and a Torah for it to prepare, it wouldn't be enough to prepare.
That's what I'm saying. Is it din kriya, or is it a din kriya?
But I'm saying, even if it's a din kriya,
even if it's hafana, maybe, you wouldn't have to,
the din kriya could also be.
But the din would be for sure yotze. I mean, there's some machlokes about this. The Gra holds the Rav Pasha, the hear her. You know, if you say both the Shulchan Aruch, the hear doesn't work. So
I'm saying is that maybe it's a not just if hachana, but like the tzura of it is that it's a din kriya.
So if it's a din kriya Torah, it's a kiyum kriya. If it's supposed to be Talmud Torah, so doing it
right.
With your, you know, just thinking would be sufficient if you assume
just
that.
Saying it out loud, not saying it out loud, right?
Right. Okay.
I mean, according to the Rabban, there's a key on the Yachar, there's always Kesar, so that you have to read out loud.
Bepashtus, yeah. Right. According to the Rabban, you say Bepashtus, you have to read out loud. The Torah session alluded to this discussion about what the last time you can catch up by Sukkot Torah. So there are actually many days about this. The Darkei Moshe brings from the Ur Zeruah, I don't have it on the sheet, he says you should finish by the time you get to Shul in the morning. The Magen Avraham brings from the Sefer Kavara, so you should finish by Erev Shabbos morning. There is a Medrash that the Rosh Hashanah quote, you should finish by the Suda. If you look at the Hakos Ramonios, I have in the sheet, 14, Zaman HaShlamah Kodem Achila, Kisa V'Medrash. So Echamei Shalosh Shvarim Shetziva Rebbe, Esbanav. So we usually assume Achila means the first Suda on Shabbos, not HaShalosh Shodos, although there's some discussion about that. So you have to either finish by Friday, finish by Shabbos morning, finish by lunch, finish by mincha, and then he says, "Vasafti shem rabbeinu, whatever." Because of him, simcha shafu bisha ikra mitzvah kol parsha kol Shabbos imlasik and yashlim kulam b'shmini atzeres. So certainly the ikra mitzvah is that week imatzibur, but b'di'evit he can be mashlim until shmini atzeres. It's a big question. What does it mean b'di'evit? How b'di'evit is this? Like if you're behind, should you like keep on going and always be like a few weeks behind, which some people do, or should you catch up because that's the ikra mitzvah? And it's not. There's only sort of lima freya here. You can later in the summer when you have time, you'll figure out. You know, parashas veYakov Kudei or parashas whatever you were stuck with. You know, Mishkan or Kavanah. So that's when people get stuck. You know, so then you'll do that at different times. Kavos Kesirim. That's the whole Zachronim. I think the parashas is that you should skip because the Imas Tibor really means that week. And this whole din of till Shmini Atzeres is really very b'di'evet. So that you'll do later to in order to finish the Torah over the course of the year. But the Torah does make sense to skip, but it's not supposed to. In any case, how might this be connected to the Chakira? If it's a Kiyom in Kriyas of Torah, then when should you finish by the Chakira? Probably four Kriya. And b'di'evet, like the Chacham Nevona said in source number 3, right? Half al pisha shama kriyas Torah. Chayv hamshleim veso kadei shiitin libo v'daitel kriyas Torah. If you do it a lot, you'll somehow remember what you heard that morning. But it'd be hard to press to say you can finish by Tuesday, or even Tuesday, or certainly you know after that. Again, one day is still Tuesday. That's I think accepted l'alacha. Okay. Whereas if you think it's a kiyam in Talmud Torah, then what? Well, if it's a kiyam Talmud Torah over the course of the year, if it's the idea that every year you should finish it, again, depends on nuances, exactly how you formulate it, but if the idea is you should finish the Torah over the course of a year, so Rabbeinu Simcha makes a lot of sense. Every year, every Jew should finish all of the Torah, so you have time to catch up until Shmini Atzeres. Another question, what about an Avil? Well, later a person says Shiva. So do you do Shai Mikra? So the Rosh, Misachs Mayakotin, says, of course you do Shai Mikra. And that's brought down the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Taf, I didn't have room on the sheet. In Sin and Taft of Yerodea, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're sitting Shiva, you should do Shai Mikra. It's not, it's part of the Seder. Yeah. Okay. The Aguda writes, in September 15, near the Avel Ein Lachsar Parashah Shai Mikra, you shouldn't be Maxer the Parashah, you shouldn't do Shai Mikra. And that's what some of the Sephardi posts can break down, the Rav Pa'alim, the Chida, Avel shouldn't do Shai Mikra. So, how would you analyze this? If it's a Kiyam in Talmud Torah, so then Parashah, he shouldn't. Whereas if he holds the key in Kriyas HaTorah, the Avil is the last day of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, it's not so partial, because even if it's a key in Talmud Torah, you could say that a certain Talmud Torah that's built into Seder Ayom is not usher for an Avil. But potentially, this would be an Afkum.
Or Sarai that Shneimikras is a
Tzar. I wouldn't say that. Fine. That's, there's a Tshuva Ramayshah. Ramayshah is a Tshuva Yeshiva Bacher. Maybe Nata could relate to this Yeshiva Bacher who says, this is a busy learning. I don't have Shneimikra. So you expect him, listen, you don't have to put a tefillin. I mean, it's a mitzvah. You can't pot yourself. Now, again, the question, if you assume it's a key of the Talmud Torah, for like, it's like if you're Daf Yomi, you're a Baal Bas, you don't have to learn the Eos, you learn Daf Yomi. So okay, I'm learning the Eos, I have to Shai Mikra. I can hear it's coming from a Lomdish Tzad. Lomais Allah, we don't accept that. I wouldn't say Tzad, I think that's, a little too harsh, but okay. What about Nashim? Do women do Shai Mikra? What do you tell you? So if you look here, the Mishnah Alachas, Nasha Klein, Dvar Sheilah, so, Inashim Chayavs Shmos, Shmos, Shmai Mikra Vekatagum, In a parsha to Nashim Peturos, Hala Shmos, who bechlal limud Torah lekama poskim. It's bechlal limud Torah lekama poskim. Hala Nashim Peturos limud Torah velasim shonim asuros luma. Okay. So women are pater. Why says Menashe Klai? Or Menashe Klai? Because it's the key of Talmud Torah. If you look at the Chut Hashani, even this is correct. Magin Avram Kosov Shem Yisak Asofim Shenashim Afli Shein Chayavas with Talmud Torah. We call it Chayavas Tishmal Kriyas HaTorah Kanashim. There's a Magin Avram who quotes a Sekha Sofrim, who says women have to come here Kriyas Torah. It's obviously not the Minhag, but the Magin Avram assumed that women, Mrs. Magin Avram, came to Shul every Monday, Thursday to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So it says Rav Karalitz, we call Malkum Lidin Shrein Mikra Vekatakum Malatzinu Lechayavas Anashim. What type of warning? He's assuming it's din in what?
It's
din in Kriya. And he's like, well, if it's din in Kriya, is there a chayav according to the Magen Avraham in Kriya? Should a chayav shayim mikra? Nonetheless, that's not the minhag. So it seems like kacha o kacha, women are pater from shayim mikra, but either they're pater because it's a kiyam in Talmud Torah, and a pater Talmud Torah, or it's like it's a kiyam in Kriya's Torah, and they really shouldn't be chayav, but the minhag is that women don't really hear Kriya's Torah, even though maybe they should according to the Magen Avraham. So likewise, they're not going to do shayim mikra. Another question. What about doing Shnei Mikra we don't understand? It happens to a lot of us, right? Myself included. You don't really understand Talmud. So what's the point of doing Shnei Mikra? What about a case where you don't even have the Mikra? You don't even have the Psukim? A person, Psukim of Ikra, or a person who's not so learned, doesn't understand what he's reading. Is there a point in reading the Psukim and the Targum if you don't understand it? And it could be Chalak between those two things. So if you assume it's a din in Kriyas HaTorah, then what? Let's say, prepare yourself in Kriyas HaTorah. Chayav Yechayev. Whereas if you assume it's a din in Talmud Torah, so that's a very interesting question. Is there a key of Talmud Torah if you don't understand what you're learning? That's a debate. Some assume by Torah Shabbal Peh, there's no key, just to read Gemara without understanding is meaningless. And some say, but Torah Shabbat Chassam, maybe there's significance to the Kedusha HaPsukim, there's significance to Talmud Torah, even if you don't understand. So that's the debate. So this issue also touches on the question of chinuch. Are you mechanech kids? It's a very hard mitzvah to do. So you only mechanech kids when they could do it. So if the kid can't actually do it, there's no point in mechanech them. This kid is 11 years old, 12 years old. It's a star kid, he could do it. Is there a point in chinuch? So some of us would say, yeah, there is a point in chinuch. If the kid doesn't understand it, is there still a point of chinuch? So if you look here in the Chut Hashani, he makes an interesting distinction. Hakodesh ha-nikrav eno mevin perusha mikros. Yof lichova, aval eno mevin ha-targum yesh lodun, efshem tlohoyl bezeh mashtirgim, afshe yesh ha-targum mayla shenita nisinai. So the Chut Hashani has a middle sheet. Like, one sheet is, you don't understand it, still there's a mitzvah. Another understanding is that, if you don't understand, there's no mitzvah at all. I guess you're others. And the middle shita is that if you don't understand the mikra, that's okay. If you don't understand the targum, then that's Torah Shabbal Peh. Even if it was Nita Bezina, it's Torah Shabbal Peh. And therefore, you're not Yotze. Now, honest. I mean, get a dictionary and figure it. If you do Shabbat Mikra well, you'll understand Gemara much better, right? There's, I mentioned before, that we don't do targum in Shul. I mean, only the Temanim do Tarjum. They call it Tarjum. They pronounce the gimel like... So some of the modern Teimanim want to get rid of this minhag. They say, in Teiman we did it, but here in Eretz Yisrael nobody understands Targum, so let's get rid of it. So the Teimani poskim, you know, got very farhitzed. Ridiculous, even the Ashkenazim should do it, the Sfar should do it. And what do you mean you understand? You don't read Gemara, and you don't do Shai Mikra Katargum? You do Shai Mikra Katargum, so do it in Shul too. So instead of saying, well, you know, it's interesting how the building developed, all the Ashkenazim, all the Sfarim got rid of it in Shul. They didn't get rid of it in terms of the Shai Mikra. There's no Targum in the Kriyas Torah, but there is Targum in Shai Mikra. So the Teimani Taina is, bring it back. And some of the present Teimani Balabatim are pushing the Rabbanim, listen, we have to get rid of this. It takes a long time, and you know nobody does it. It's outdated. And they're saying, Apitom, this is very important. So it's just interesting. If you don't understand it, what's the point? So do you say, no, if you don't understand, there's a point? Well, or maybe you should just read an art scroll. You know, Dushtai Mikavakatar, read the Torah twice, and then just read art scroll once. People who want to get quickly, that's the way to do it. You know, you can do that in 20 minutes. I once heard from Luchamsin, He also thought that if you don't understand the Targum, there's no point in doing it. And then he wanted to say that maybe you could just do the Mikra twice. Do the Mikra twice, and then you so much on the Baal Kori for the third time, because it's part of that, if there's no Targum, so you do it plus three times. So he thought, maybe today we don't have Targum Kilu, you know, and therefore just do the Pesuk, that would be the easiest way to do Shai Mekra, just do it twice, and then Misomach HaMal HaKori for the third time, and your Yotze that way. Like obviously, the more you put into it, the more you add it. If you want to really do Targum well, you'll Yotze Niskar, you know, big time. But if you want to just Yotze Zayin, maybe you can do that.
Do you
remember
something we make or just read in English?
I mean, a lot of poskim say that if you read, again, in English, they say it has to be a Targum that's like al pi chazal. I'm not really sure what that means. So, like, it's not just a King James translation.
Our scroll is al pi chazal.
Our scroll is al pi chazal. So, yeah, you just yotze by reading it twice and reading it once in English. Again, if you do Rashi, you're going to get a lot more out of it. If you do the Ramban, you know, to say it. Those only skitters would say you won't even need a Targum. Because we don't have Targum. He didn't think that you have to do English. He thought you could just say there is no Targum, which is, you know, interesting. Because Chazal were misaking Targum, and Targum we don't understand. So once there's no Targum, so just you say it like three times, or read it twice. I'll be so much on the Chazan for the Baal Kori for the third time, and then it'll be okay.
Means buckle Targum, so maybe
right. Another nafkamina, the halacha l'maisa for those traveling this year. Right, this year Shavuos is on Friday, and Shabbos is Yisruchag. In Chutzlar, Shabbos is Yatav Sheni.
Right.
So Parshas Naso won't be read the day after Shavuos, but rather a week after Shavuos. So we'll be off. They'll be off for a couple of weeks till they catch up. So if you travel from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlar, week after Shavuos, or day after Shavuos, you're going to end up missing a parsha. Because you'll hear Parshas Noso a second time, and then when you come back there to Israel, you'll miss the parsha, unless you stay there for a month or two. So, this is a big discussion. So, what do you do? I'm Ben Eretz Israel, I read Parshas Noso, and now I come to Kulsaris and I read Parshas Noso again. So, what are my three options? Either do it again, or
take a break.
Don't be like taking it, right?
Next or do
it, or follow Eretz Yisrael. You know, I'm going to Laksa. I'm not planning on staying here forever. I'm planning on going to Eretz Yisrael. So this is Machlokas posting what to do. There are many posting who hold that you're Potter. But the Maris Ayin, the Chidah, he assumes that you're Chayef to follow what they're doing in Chutzlaris. Redo it again. Look at the Maris Ayin. Then Eretz Yisrael, Shabbat Chutzlaris, Ishtu, one of Eretz Yisrael, who knowing, you haven't told him, committed to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, v'shal ish hazeh im mikra parsha achrei shnayim mikra v'shabas achrei shehu v'shmini shal Pesach, he's talking about Pesach v'unag b'nei v'yisrael v'ispal v'tzina v'ni hadal omer, zel inyan zeh yinhag chutz laretz v'lo yilmod parshas achrei b'shabas v'tfei adli v'hashli p'rishos im atzibur shehu imohen, says the Chidah, you're in this tzibur, they're reading the parsha again, so read it again inyan zeh liyasek Eretz Yisrael. So what do you taina? There are three options. Either read it again, like the Chidah, or your Patur Lagamre, or you follow the Minhag Eretz Yisrael and read the parsha that they're reading in Eretz Yisrael. So if it's a Kiyom in Kriyas HaTorah, the prayers of the Kriyas HaTorah, then what?
Sure.
You should read what they're reading there. You can come to Shul and Shabbos, they're going to read that Kriya.
But you can be Patur if you're reading that, whatever. In either one.
Oh, you mean you can remember from last week, you're saying. If you prepared last week, you're going to remember. Okay, you have a good memory. I don't know how much you remember. But okay.
He's being mispalel b'tzinot.
Pardon?
He's being mispalel
b'tzinot
for the Shabbos.
Right, that's because he's there on Yom Tov. That's like, you know, that's a question of...
So is he doing that in his home, or is he doing that in shul?
I think in shul. I think you go to shul to hear the... Like the Yeshirava. That's what most people do. He's not talking exactly the same case we're discussing. He's talking about a person who's there on Yom Tov, which for him is Shabbos, and for them it's Yom Tov. It's like a person who would go to shul to
the second meeting.
Okay. So if you hold the kingdom of Talmud Torah, every year you have to learn the whole Torah. So you did it. As long as when you come back, you have a problem, because when you come back, you're going to miss a parasha. So then you have to imagine if it's a kingdom of Talmud Torah, every year you should learn the whole Torah, even though you missed it. If it's a kingdom of Kriyas Torah, when you come back, so you're not going to get called up for parashas. You know, not so. But you're not going to get because they you miss Baloscha. When you come back after Noso, they're already past Baloscha. They missed your next Shal. So another Nafkamina. Okay, there are a couple of other Nafkaminas. We're running out of time, but just briefly, not so Mukhrach. There is a question how to do this mitzvah. Do you pasuk by pasuk? Do you parshia, like sasum and pasuach? Or do you do the whole parsha? Three different minhagim. And the Rosh Hashanah said if it was ma'akev, it would stay somewhere. So they're all good, he says. They're different, and some people have preferences this way, that way, different rayas. But fundamentally, there are different ways of doing it. So Rosh Hashanah wonders, according to the Deya, they have to do it by parshia, by the Russian parshiosaf. Like, so you do like parsha by parsha, not the whole parsha, but like the parshia, like the paragraph by paragraph. She says, let's say you come to a pasuk that has a psuch or a stum in the middle, the sense of Dibros, lo sirtzach, lo sinach. So it's one pasuk, but there's a break in terms of parashios. So you translate it based on the and even in the middle of pasuk, you can stop in the middle of pasuk, called pasuk, the emotional of pasuk, anu paskina. So he writes that he thinks that you should follow the parsha. Even in the middle. And others say, no, you shouldn't stop in the middle of pasuk. So again, what might this tell you on? If it's a kiyum in Kriyas Torah, then what? You should probably read it the way it's read. Whereas if you see it, it's kiyum in Talmud Torah, so it might not necessarily make a difference. Again, it's a lumbus, what's the significance of parashios in terms of Talmud Torah? It's interesting. Is there a significance to what's not said? Within Revach, in a parashios, is that like a kiyum? Is there something there? Okay, but potentially. Weiter, what about reading with the Balkar? Eventually, before listening, some people say you can listen to the Balkar, right? To the Aven and Beyonce. What about reading with the Balkar? Some people do it. Some people find it really annoying. And they're like, well, people say, no, it's great, it's fine. It's a different day. But not sure if it is, it's annoying. But like, different people have different sensitivities, I'd say. Some people are more sensitive than others. But I think if you do it, you certainly shouldn't do it loud in a way to bother other people. Okay. So if you look at the Zeruah here,
so you get called up. But this is what.
No, this is what you're listening. You're sitting in the shul, and you want to be ma'aser sedra, so you don't want to quote unquote waste your time with the Kriyas Torah. You're going to read along with the Balkar.
Right.
Some posts say it's okay, and some posts say ma'apitam. Listen to the Balkar. Certainly, if it's parsha Zohar, you shouldn't read it along because you want to hear. But other regular parshas, very easy. As Moria Rav, the Zeruah says, review the Chassid. As Moria Rav Avraham, Ben Rav Moshe. Also, it's not designed Kriyas Torah to read the parashah at the same time. Okay, there's a machlokas on this issue. It says the Zeruah, it's also inyan. It's also inyan. What does also inyan mean? Chora. I thought that he's assuming it's a kiyum of Kriyas Torah. The whole point is the kiyum of Kriyas Torah. So if you're going to somehow read the Torah with the Balkore, so that's okay. Whereas if it's a kiyum of Talmud Torah, so you're trying to understand it, he's reading it, it's not necessarily the same thing. It's not mukhrach at all. Not that you don't agree, right?
Right, unless the whole point is that in general, when there's Kriyas Torah, if you're learning something else, it's a distraction from the Kriyas Torah.
But if you're learning the same thing, so even out of Talmud Torah, it's not a distraction.
It's not a distraction.
It's not a distraction.
Right.
I have a hard time. I hear what you're saying. I just think the Metzias is... If you really want to understand, you have to read slowly, and if you try to keep up with Balkare, I can't imagine really being able to halt cough to understand what you're reading.
Depends on Balkare.
Pardon?
Depends on Balkare.
If it's a really small Balkare, maybe, but like if you're a regular, but I hear you saying. It's not Mukhrach. Okay. The Shibul Alekhet brings from his Rebbe that you shouldn't read against the Ur Zeruah. There are different things. There's some posts can say that you're allowed to, I personally don't, but there are people, definitely people who are Solmich. Okay. Another issue, I don't have it on the screen, I have room, but the Mishnah Berurah brings a very interesting halacha. You shouldn't stop in the middle of Shai Mikra, in the middle of a parsha. And the Shar Tzion there says, it's not just in the Pesukim, it's not just the din Talmud Torah, but it's like this, like, inyan not to be mafsik. Meaning, they generally have to be mafsik in the middle of learning. If you're mafsik in the learning, it's not right. But it's like this, like, inyan not to be mafsik in the middle of a parsha. Unclear where it comes from. Like, some people are very makbid. Sefer Shlomo Zalman at one point was makbid on it, and people would ask him questions. And he said, "Listen, I have to chesed and misa d'raisa." So I was very makbid. You can do chesed with somebody. And he also said that if he doesn't answer, people won't ask again. And he wants to encourage people to ask questions. So this is like a classic Rosh Hashanah Zalman, where you have to like weigh the various factors. It reminded me of what he said when he was younger. He didn't drink water out of the sukkah. Then realize sometimes he's really thirsty on Yom Tov, and it's like a chesaron simchas Yom Tov. He's like, so like it's very nice to have this chumrah, you know, not to drink out of the sukkah, but like simchas Yom Tov is d'oraisa. So like, what? How do you gauge these various factors? So here too, I thought it was worth it to be mafsik to answer somebody's shayla instead of just saying nu, because it's a chance to do chesed with somebody. In any case. So where does this come from? So like the Kabbalim are very into this idea of not being mafsik discussions, but I thought that again it might be totally on this, that if it's a kiyum in Kriyas HaTorah, so again there might be it's like an Indian not to be mafsik. There's like sugyas about like, you know, it's a design to the Torah to be mafsik in the middle of the Kriya. So even if it's a chan of the Kriya, it might be something like it's instead of the Kriya. Whereas if it came to Talmud Torah, I'll find it's no different than any other learning. There's no Indian, there's Indian not to stop shmuz in the middle of learning, but other, any other hafsaka would be permitted, just like regular Talmud Torah. And lastly, there is a question of the Makar. There's Aruch HaShulchan, who says that he thinks this takana isn't just takana chazal, it's takana's Moshe. When Moshe was masake Kriyas HaTorah, he was masake also Shnayim Mikra, which fits well, again, in the derech of the Kriya Sefer, the Meiri. He says it was tied from the Nevi'im, but Aruch HaShulchan says even from Moshe Rabbein. And he says, when they were masake Kriyas HaTorah, they were masake Shnayim Mikra. What is he assuming? L'chara. It's a kiyam, it's part of the world of Kriyas HaTorah. There is a, I have it on the sheet here, a Matan Moshe, who says it's some this the idea of three times, Shayim Mikra, Mechat Targum is connected to the three times the Torah was given. Shemati Tam Lama, Sarif Hashli, Parshiosa, Kinega, HaTorah, Shemit Nagimel Pa'amin, Farmishon Behar Sinai, Shenis Baal Moe, Vishlishis Be'er Heitev. Mishalachi, Anukorim, Koposu, Beis Pa'amin, Vashlishi Targum, Kinega, Be'er Heitev. So the Matan Moshe says it's somehow connected to the way the Torah was given to us. Shnayim Mikra Be'echad Targum, once Be'er Heitev. So again, what is that? What does that refer to? So I think you can probably go with both ways, but I thought it might be more connected to the Kriya Sefer. There's a very beautiful bush that I referred to before that says that when you read the Torah, it's not just Tam Talmud Torah Rabin, but reading the Torah is an actual reenactment of Matan Torah, the Gabbai in the place of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Some Gabbai think they're like Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then you have the Ola, Moshe, and the Metargim. So he says that the idea is we want to reenact Matan Torah. So I think that if Kriyas Torah is a reenactment of Matan Torah, maybe Shnayim Mikra is also a reenactment of Matan Torah on a miniature level. Although, like I said before, every act of learning Torah is really connecting to Matan Torah, because we learn Torah be'eim or rashes v'ziyah like it was given. So in that respect, you know, some of these tzadim come together. So because of what we saw here was the basic question of the nature of the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra Be'echad Targum. Is it a kiyum in Talmud Torah? Is it a kiyum of Kriyas Torah? And then we discussed a couple of nafka minas. This question, some are more mukhrach than others. Peseder, Adkan.